Dream. Disturbing. We started a party. Crowded room, everybody's all fucked up. Having more or less a good time. Alpha male, big old huge redheaded guy, about 7'2", sees a cat walking across the room and he stomps on it as hard as he can right in the back. Now the cat is doing the four paw. Now it's the two paw. Doing the two-paw crawl. Doing the two-paw crawl. And it's gonna die there on the floor. Cause a motherfucking big-ass, red-headed, giant guy stomped on it on purpose as hard as he could. And I fly into a rage in a stream. At first I'm gonna kick his fucking ass no matter how big he is. I'm not feeling very well, and I know I have no chance, and I don't really want to fight, but I want to put this scare into him, and with rage I roar, I'm gonna fuck you up, motherfucker, I'm gonna fuck you up. I just want a little peace, even though I'm really pissed off, so I say, well, he didn't mean to kill the cat. You should fucking think about this shit, motherfucker. But it's not over, because it turns out that's the best friend of the host of the party. Another big alpha who's got a strange gun that shoots long darts. So they start shooting me with these darts. They go in about an inch into my legs. Hurts like motherfucking hell. They say I deserve it for being a dick. I shouldn't have been a dick about the cat. Shouldn't have been a dick about the cat, they say. Fuck you for being aggressive like that, you fucking bastard. And they shoot me again. So, I pull out the darts, meaning to at least stab them with these darts, but they're all twisted up and fucked up now. At some point I get one of the guns, but I can't figure out how to fire the fucking weird complex mechanism. And I leave the party. Catch a ride with some friends out of there. And we go to this other party, except that this party is a really long table that everybody's sitting at, listening to a sermon by this hate-filled, Muslim-hating, gay-hating, liberal-hating, Mexican-hating, everybody-hating, unless you're white, preacher guy going off a bunch of Bible-filled lies. And my dead father is there, looking cheery, just in kind of a happy mood. Although I don't pay any attention to the babble of the evil. Hate preacher, hate preacher. I, however, get pissed off and yell some crazy, awesome, sentence or two at him that has the whole room stopped and suddenly doubting that every word he says is true. It's a great victory after the horrible former party, but in my rage I just don't stop when I should have. I clear my throat rudely for about 2 minutes. And say some more stuff to this guy. And he gives me this steely blue-eyed stare. Fat jowls full of power. And he says, I'm not even gonna kick your ass. Here's how I'm gonna show you. Here's how I'm gonna punish you. And he starts pulling out these coins. Strange coins. A thick, glittery, metallic, dark blue. Different sizes of different things on them, but the last one is a metallic dark blue and I forget what you call it, the satanic pentagram thing with a goat's head in the center. And I think this money is worth a lot more than coin size value because of this precious metal. And I also knew that the Christian church, the right wing side of the Christian church, the neocons of old, are really the Church of Satan. And furthermore, I knew that Satan had won. He controlled the church now and the presidency.